Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Woo!
Yippity doodah. So, let's see what my charge is right now. I am up to 27%.
Hey, that should last you at least
27
half an hour.
Seconds. Okay, so before we get too far, first I want to let you know that I have the money in your account for the poles for the greenhouse.
Cool, I'll grab those on the way down.
As well as a little bit extra for some gas money and whatnot.
Woo-hoo.
So it's 500. 500 in the account.
Okay, so. And since I'm getting it from Meeks, I won't have to double back too much. Okay.
Well, they'll deliver it, won't they?
They might. I don't know, I'll ask.
Yeah. I thought that's what the agreement was. They'll deliver it to Bill and Shirley so you can bend it.
Well, either way, I'll bring it to Bill and Shirley so I can bend it.
There you go. You'll be the new bender off of Futurama.
Oh, God. Well, I bent half the poles on the greenhouse I'm sitting in right now. And since our greenhouse is going to be half the size, I only have to bend the same amount in order to get the same results. Now, Bill insists that that top rail, the very top rail, has to be a thicker rail. So
whatever tweets your Twitter.
Yeah.
You're
we'll
the rocket
get
scientist.
It. Yeah, this isn't exactly rocket science, but we will end up having to buy some more pipes because I will have to bend some to be 19.5-foot arches. And,
for the second layer.
For the inner layer. Yep.
Right. So we'll cross that bridge after we get the first one done.
When we get the first one done, and then we'll buy some more poles that'll bend to different sizes. But we might end up doing 40-foot long, but the forward 40-foot will be separated by a wall. It won't be heated this winter. It'll be office space. There might be a small wood stove in it, but it won't be run at night.
Right.
And it might have a tin roof. It'll be arched.
Arch, baby. Bum, 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 ba-da-dum, bum.
Yep, and on real cold nights, I might just open up the door to that and fire up its wood stove, and the wood stove in the back chamber. And,
back chamber.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. Yep. And have them both going at the same time.
Boom, shaka. Laka, laka.
Yep. Anyway.
Anyhow.
We got 2 to 4 weeks before the first frost.
Yeah.
So in another week, I'm going to start closing the doors on this place. And just let it get hot during the day. And you know.
Did you talk to what's his face about his plastic for the greenhouse and how much he wants?
Yes. He originally quoted it at 75 per roll, and then he took a careful look at the packaging after Bill looked at it and said, "Oh, yeah, I'm gonna have to reprice it." So I'm expecting 150 per roll, which is damn cheap.
Oh, okay.
Which is damn cheap.
That's a good deal. I don't care.
Let's put it this way. They're 100-foot long.
Okay.
So they do our greenhouse multiple times. The only thing is, what we don't use, needs to be packed away in a dark, dark place.
Where mice cannot eat it like they did our pool.
Well, in a dark, dark place where the sun won't eat it.
That too.
So that 5 years from now, we might break it out and it still might be worth something.
Right. Well, if the mice eat it, it doesn't, either way.
Even with mouse holes.
Okay. So, not my next paycheck, but my paycheck after the next paycheck. Or maybe, no, actually, yeah, maybe even the next paycheck. We'll get that taken care of. I'll actually cut him a check and mail it to him for that.
All right, well, I'll give you an exact price when he figures it out.
Coolness.
Yeah. I talked to him about our neighbor's property, and he's like, there's no way.
Oh, he can't afford it.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably out of my price range, too.
I may need to talk to our neighbor. His mechanic quit on him 2 months ago.
Because he's selling?
It might be the direct result causing him to sell.
Yeah. Oh. Because that's his bread and butter.
Right.
And so, and he's getting up there, and he's like, well, since my main guy's gone, I might as well go ahead and close up shop and retire. So, yeah, I'd probably do the same thing. I mean, yeah. He's really too old to be doing too much. Because he probably subscribes to sick care like we was talking about before on the last podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. This new girl on the Progressive commercial looks like Princess Leia from Star Wars. So anyhow.
Yep.
So, you have any notes?
Yeah. Yeah, there's this new forum. It's called MysteriaLegacy.freeforums.net.
That's for our game.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That we're addicted to. Well, I'm becoming less addicted to it.
Yeah, yeah, we may be leaving it soon. I only came over to it because Kano was asking for help.
Huh?
I only came over to this game because you were asking for help so much.
Yeah.
And
problem is keep getting attacked and raided, and it's discouraging.
Yep. And then even the people who attack the attackers turn around and attack the victims.
Right. It's like
it becomes an attack fest.
Yeah, yeah. It's a PvP game basically. It's a free for all. Not like Red Tower. Well, Red Tower says no PvP, but Parallel Kingdom, you know, it was only PvP if it was mutual.
Yeah.
For the most part. I mean, you could raid somebody's oil well or crystal mine, but you can only get like half of the resources, and it really didn't hurt the other player too much. You know, because you were only reliant on those resources for a short period of time, and that's why you're still developing your resources. But once you've developed them, you're not really relying on it. It's just extra money.
Could you lose levels from getting beaten up too badly?
On this game?
No, on Parallel Kingdom.
PK? No, you just, if you got killed, you dropped a backpack. That was it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. They could make you lose stuff.
Yeah. So you just carried extra backpacks so that if you died, you just dropped a backpack instead of stuff that was in your backpack.
Right.
So I always carried twice the amount of backpacks than I actually needed. Yeah. So I always had room to pick up more stuff, you know.
And there was places to leave your stuff, wasn't there?
You could leave it in your house or in your manor. Once you reach a certain level, which wasn't very much, you could have a secret cabin somewhere. And you didn't have to really get very advanced to have that. So you have your house. Oh, wait, no. You'd have three locations. You'd have your main cabin that you started out with. And then when you joined the city, you built your house in the city. And then you had the manor. And the manor was like your third location that you could have anywhere. The nice thing is you could destroy any of those and rebuild them anywhere and not lose the mats required to build them. However, you did have to pick up the stuff that you put in them before you destroyed it. Other people could destroy it as well, but then you just build your towers around it and your towers would protect them. And you didn't have to worry about supplying the towers with arrows. They were unlimited.
There you go.
Yeah. And those towers were freaking awesome.
Yeah, you upgrade your towers and they become more powerful. That's something this game could probably use, is you should be able to upgrade your towers.
Right, make them more powerful.
Right, increase their power.
Yeah, I wish there was a game out there that was as good as Parallel Kingdom. But
yeah.
This is the only one that I could find that's remotely anything like it.
Yeah, because if you can get powerful players that can ignore your towers, then there reaches a point where it's pointless to even build the towers.
It's pointless to even... Well, yeah, that's why I store all my stuff on alts now. You know, I mean, I build towers now to protect my chicken farm, because otherwise they'll come in and kill my chickens. But if they're a powerful player, they're looking for more excitement than coming in and killing my chickens. That's boring for them.
Yep.
So, but I've got 30 towers protecting 20 chickens. If I have 20 chickens, because, you know, hornets and snakes and wolves will pop in and kill them. And, of course, they're chicken flies. They only live for 3 days. So
chicken flies.
Chicken flies. They only live for 3 days. I found somebody selling fertilized eggs, though. So I went and bought a whole bunch of, not a whole bunch, like four chickens. I bought one first to see if it was really fertilized. And since it turned out to be fertilized, I went back and bought the rest of them. Because they were about to expire. They expire tomorrow. So, and that's just it. Eggs only last for 3 days. Chickens only last for 3 days. Hopefully, chickens last for 3 days after they're hatched. Not 3 days from when the egg was laid. That would suck. Because then I have only I would have wasted four gold, and I'd only have these four chickens till tomorrow. But don't know. We'll find out, because I put them in their pens. If they're gone tomorrow, that means they... I actually watched the chicken implode in front of my face. I was like, whoa, it just popped.
Oh, it actually does a pop?
Oh, yeah. It dies like you killed it, but nothing killed it. It just died. You know, like a wall will break and go boom. It's kind of like that, except it did the animal dying noise. Just popped. Just gone. No feather, no meat, nothing. Just boom, gone. Like a balloon. It's weird. So anyway, that's the first time. I've been playing for 9 months. It's the first time I've seen a chicken implode or explode or whatever. But that's interesting. Yeah. So
I'll have to raise chickens and just stick around and wait for them to do that.
Wait for them to pop. Pop goes the chicken. All right. Well, let's see here. Right. Idiot. Anyways. You idiot. Disclaimer.
Think for yourself.
Think for yourself. Anything we say can and will be held against you.
Anything we say will, can, and will be held against you in a court of law. Oh, my God.
La vida loca. Okay. Yeah, basically anything we say is just here's the evidence. And the courts technically do not accept hearsay evidence. That's one of your arguments.
Well, they
do.
They do, but only in special cases that they define just before they use it against you.
Of course. But they're not supposed to. Basically, they have to have firsthand knowledge, proof. Hearsay evidence is not admissible in court. But then again, it's their rules. They make them up as they go. Yeah. Anyways. Manimals. Unless you, we are created by God, and we are created in God's image. Unless your God is Bast or some other animal god, you are not a manimal. The FDA, federal regulations, basically they see us as man or other animals, and therefore they have dominion over us. We do not subscribe to the fact that we are man or other animals. So you might want to take a look at that. Google it, man or other animals. You'll find the federal regulations. You'll also find ASC, where he talks about that. We don't subscribe to man's medicine. We subscribe to God's medicine, even though it's against the FDA federal regulations. They don't basically accept God's medicine. They think that man has dominion over God and everything that God has to say, and we disagree with that. So,
frankly, I'll have to give the disclaimer of I have no idea what they're thinking, but they do act as if that's their belief.
That's true. Well, I mean, they say it in their documentations.
Do they?
Well, they don't say that they have dominion over God. But that,
they certainly act like it, yeah.
Yeah.
They definitely believe in apotheosis.
Well, they believe that they are the deity.
Yeah, that they believe they've become God because they are almighty and all powerful over all you peons, and you must obey them, and how dare you question anything they say.
Right? Exactly. So, yeah, this is basically our research and our experience. Yeah, that pretty much sums most of it up. Check out our disclaimer. There is something I got to add to it, but I can't remember what it was now. Sponsors. And donations. We do accept donations, although I don't think I have a donation tab on the website. I need to do that. If I have a donation tab on the website, we do take donations if you like our podcast and you want to give us a couple bucks to help us pay for the bills. Basically, it costs me about $150 a year to do the podcast. So, yeah, you want to give us a couple bucks to help us out with that if you like what we have to say. Hey, cool. We'll be more than happy to take your money. And also, you know, we would like to advance and make it better, but I'm on the road. And David's on an off-grid organic farm and retreat, so we don't have a studio or anything like that to make this a fancy podcast.
And I'm the only camper there.
Yeah. So, maybe one of these days we'll have a studio, but we don't have one yet. But that's where sponsors really come in. Once we get sponsors, you know, then we'll have, you know, some more money.
Well, once we get enough solar panels up, we'll have a studio on the west end of the greenhouse.
The west end of the greenhouse. Actually, I plan on buying a mobile home. And I plan on buying two mobile homes. One's going to be my house. The other one's going to be the office/store. We could set up one of the rooms there for a podcast studio.
Woo, woo, woo.
Boop, boop. Yeah, we'll have to set up our solar panels and all that stuff.
Well, if you park that one near the front of the property, 15 feet away from the telephone poles, there is the capability of bringing in phone line, which would be on grid. But
on grid.
Yeah, we could bring in a solid phone line, and then we'd never have problems with bad reception with the cell phones and such like that. We're using cell phones to communicate with you folks. And, you know, I'm running my internet off of that very same cell phone to look things up while talking to you, or in this case, I'm typing stuff up on this forum. Hopefully, other people will discover it and whatever. Hey, in Mysterio Legacy, they got this wonderful stuff. I want to do some tests with it. You can actually write a paper note.
Oh, yeah.
And you can shove that paper note into somebody's donation box, and they can read it, and they can turn around and shove it in somebody else's donation box. You know, the table. Go up to a donation table and just slide it across. And the owner of the donation table would read it, and they can pass it on. So, but some of my experiments is I'd like to leave one in my base and see how long it just sits there after I've written on it. You know, does it evaporate eventually? Does it self-destruct, or is it indestructible? Does it end up in a bone pile when left on the ground? Can you put it in a campfire? Will it burn?
Yeah.
If you pick up one and you already have a stack of paper that's not been written on yet, I know you can carry a stack of them. Does it join the stack, or does it become like a fertilized egg and won't stack?
It won't stack.
Yeah, well, have you tested that?
I've got two of them.
Okay, so you know it won't stack. Ah. And what did they say?
I forgot. Nothing really important. But I kept them.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know where they are right now, but I've got them on like an alt or something.
Drop them in a campfire and see what happens.
Campfire?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Or a burn pit. Drop them in one of those. See what happens. You drop meat on a fire and it cooks.
Right.
All right. There's a lot of things you can try to drop on a fire and it won't do anything. It just lands at your feet. But if you drop wood in a fire, one of them will burn and the rest of them end up at your feet.
Right.
You know, so, you know, if you want to stoke up a fire pit, you drop one log and it starts the fire up. But you got to drop them one at a time if you want to stoke it up to a full raging fire that'll last for a while.
True.
Okay. So, what happens if you drop a note that has words on it in the fire?
It'll become a tablet.
It'll probably burn.
It'll become a stone tablet.
It'll probably burn just like your steak does when you forget to take it off on time.
True. That's what I figured it would do, just burn out.
Which really hurts when you put, you know, 150 pieces of raw meat on the fire and you get distracted and you come back just in time to watch it go. Shh.
I know, that sucked. I've done it once.
Done it once. Only once.
Well, yeah, because you said if you cook it, and you said the form said to cook it extra long and it'll do whatever. And I tried it, and I lost all that meat, and I was like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah, it suggested 2 hours. The form suggested 2 hours.
Well, maybe
after 4 minutes, it's gone.
It only takes like 20 seconds, so maybe 10 seconds is 1 hour.
Yeah, maybe. Well, yeah. What was it? What was the game we played? No, it's the game I play, Maba Noogie. Which I haven't played for months now, thanks to Mysteria Legacy.
I know, it's time-consuming.
Yeah, I don't even have time to do basic upkeep on my Maba Noogie characters. So basically, they're going to go into the 3-month, now you can do special stuff in order to get special gear mode when I finally log in, which is fine. I mean, you know, it's not like they have houses or anything like that. They're going to evaporate. Anyway.
Or you have to worry about raiding.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. International numbers. We have 63 international numbers last time I checked. It was 62 when I last updated the website, and then they updated it to 63. So 63 different countries, different people can call in and harass us. Please call in and harass us. Unless you're my stalker, then I don't really care about you calling in too much.
You know what? I would accept her calling in at this point.
Well,
she would have some interesting discussions, you know.
She does have some interesting things to talk about if she can be nice.
Right. But, you know, hey, she doesn't talk nice to retards.
Right. Actually, she probably does, but then she'll get mad at us because we call ourselves retards and we're not retards, because she said that retarded people would actually get offended by us saying that we're calling ourselves retards. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Are you saying that we're not retarded?
I take offense at that.
I resemble that remark. So, but no, I mean, yeah, as long as she can play nice, hey, I would love for her to call in. She does. She is smart. She's got some interesting ideas and concepts. You know, she's an intellectual like us. I may not agree with all of her intellectualization, whatever stuff. I may not agree with everything that she has to say or anything, everything that she thinks. But, you know, she does have some interesting, some good and some interesting ideas and concepts. I mean, I went and dated her for over a year. She did, she didn't have a have half of a brain. So, she's not stupid. So this not very smart. Can I? But, yeah, call in. We love our callers. I mean, shoot, we had a guy not too long ago, about a year ago, who we don't particularly agree with everything he has to say either. Actually, we would probably agree with her more than we would him.
You didn't fall hook, line, and sinker for the flat earth?
Or any other stuff that he has.
It's gospel truth. The Bible says it's true.
Right. I don't even believe in the Bible.
Well, I do. I just I don't believe in it in the way most Christians claim they believe it. Funny thing about that, though, is I follow it closer than most Christians do, and I don't believe it as much as they do.
The more I learn, the less I believe.
Well, I would ask Christians this. Christians who thump with the Bible. If you found out that your scriptures actually was an evolving book over time, that it changes, and therefore could not possibly be the undiluted Word of God.
Right.
That it may be approaching the Word of God, you know, as our understanding improves and deepens. But it's actually been my observation that we ebb and flow. But all the same, if you were to find out that book, bits and pieces of it have been around for millennia, but not in their present form. Moses took the lines, "Let us make man in their image," from a conversation between, from another document that came from ancient Mesopotamia, and it was Enlil, Enki, and Inanna, aka Ishtar. Inanna, aka Ishtar, and other entities, not gods in the description of the document. But they were discussing, basically they were discussing doing genetic modification on human beings. They wanted to take human beings and recreate them in their image, make them more like them, so that they could use these human beings, these animals that they found on this planet, as slaves. So... So according to the ancient Mesopotamians, we were created as slaves. Or actually recreated as slaves, remade. But Yeah, that Moses took that statement, rewrote it a little bit, left all the plurals and everything in it, except claimed it was said by one entity.
And even though that it entity, says let us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he kept the pronoun form, even though he changed its language, because it was written in, I believe, Akkadian, and he rewrote it in Hebrew, and he kept the phrasing as was, just changed who was saying it, changed it from a multitude to one, but he didn't bother to change the plurality of the statement. You know? And who can blame him? Because it's probably a piece of very classic literature back then. And so, you know, you don't want to destroy the phrase too much or nobody will understand or recognize it, you know? And they wouldn't recognize what he was doing with it if he changed it too much. All right?
Great. I just got one of those spam pop-ups that says, my computer is infected with the virus. I need to fix it now. Hurry. Click on our thing.
Yeah, they need to have an add-on for Firefox and stuff like that that allows you to block very specific sites.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You know, that way the pop-ups wouldn't even come up after a while because you'd be blocking all the pop-up sites.
Right.
You know. And of course, you would block all the sites who generate pop-up sites. Because they usually go through some sort of advertising site in order to get you hit with those. Actually, I had an app that did that. And some of the sites I went to complained that I was blocking their ads. It's like, well, if you're going to block our ads, you should pay for our service so that you don't have to have ads. And okay, I'll have to look up that app again. But basically, my response to them is, I'm not blocking your ads. I'm blocking your tracking cookies.
Right.
And since your advertisers are using this fraudulent thing called a tracking cookie to see what I do after I've seen their ad, it effectively results in their ad not showing up. Now, if your advertisers didn't do that, then I would see their ads.
Right.
So, dang, I can't remember that. I have to look it up. It's been about 2-3 computers ago that I used that program. That it's an add-on for Firefox. And I probably lost it when Firefox started screwing with their add-on support.
Support.
Which is the reason why I switched over to WaterFox. Because there's a lot of add-ons that I used that Firefox no longer supported, but WaterFox did.
Speaking of which YouTube downloader do you use?
Oh, on my phone I use a program called Get Them All. And
on the PC?
On the PC, I haven't set one up on this one yet.
Okay.
But my main YouTube downloader is actually a website. All right.
Okay.
And it's vdyoutube.com. And it's really convenient. If you're watching a video on YouTube that you would like to download, you look up the scroll bar, and if it says YouTube.com and then has this, you know, equals question mark and then the whatever link for the video, if it has all that, just insert the letters VD right in front of YouTube. After the www dot, just put the letters VD there, and it'll switch you over to the website, and it will prep that video up for download, and it'll allow you to download it in all sorts of formats. Watch it, though. There's usually only four of them that will have the sound and video together.
Oh, yeah.
Very annoying when you download a video and there's no sound.
Right, or it's got two separate files. You got one video, you got a video file and a sound file, but they're not together.
Yeah, that's annoying too.
Unless you have a program that'll put them together.
Well, there's usually four good formats that you can. And my computer and phone has gotten better at watching WebM, so I've started downloading those because they tend to be higher quality and smaller.
Yeah, I used to have an Adobe program that would let me rip all of the... I had an Adobe program that would let me rip the audio from the videos. And then I had a Microsoft program that allowed me to put the videos and audios together, or even pictures and audios together, that would make my own videos. But then Microsoft did an update on their software, and now their software sucks. And
yep.
The Adobe one, I got to pay $3,000 to get the upgraded version of it, so I don't have either one.
Yep. Well, you could always do a questionable search on various sites and find a copy of it that might be virus infected. And
I'm going to use your open source one. What's it called?
I don't have an open source video editor.
Oh.
I have an open source audio editor called Audacity.
Audacity. I need to learn how to use Audacity, and I need to find an open source video editor.
Yeah, there's supposedly some video editors that are open source out there. I haven't found one that I can figure out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm starting to go that direction. Before, I was like, you know. But now I'm deciding I don't get on a computer that much anymore anyways. This is the second time I've been on a computer this month.
The good news is all the good auditing, open source editing software out there, you know, for, you know, like graphics and audio and stuff like that. They were originally created for Linux version machines. So OpenOffice, text editor, just as powerful as I can't even remember the program.
Oh, yeah, I use OpenOffice. I mean, before I had Microsoft Office, so I didn't need OpenOffice.
I use OpenOffice Oxygen.
I'm not sure which one I have. I just have Apache OpenOffice 4.
Okay. And then there's GIMP, which absolutely perfectly replaces what's the photo editor program?
Photoshop.
Photoshop perfectly replaces Photoshop. Doesn't have the exact same instructions. Doesn't have the exact same instructions as Photoshop, but somebody did go to the trouble of creating an overlay that allows you to pretend you're using Photoshop when you're actually using GIMP. Now, the thing with GIMP, though, it is open source, and for you to do everything that Photoshop will do, you have to seek out all the different add-ons for it. But it's pretty powerful as is. Now, my problem with it was I had to do the tutorials to figure out how to use the darn thing. The only thing I wanted from it is at the time I was scanning maps and piecing them together. And anybody who's ever scanned anything into a computer knows you never get it perfectly lined up.
Right.
So one of the things that one of the first things I glommed onto about GIMP is that you could put lines on the side of your scanned image and then rotate it so it's perfectly up and down and side to side. And if perchance there was some warpage when you scanned it, you could actually take and mark out a quadrangle and then instruct it to make it square so that it would straighten it up and pull the corners out accordingly and square them up. And then you could sit there and stitch the edges together, you know, sit there and tweak them up and down and side to side and shrink them and whatever until you got the edges of your scanned images to fit. And it would actually let you do a lot of other adjustments as well. So I'm sure somebody out there probably has written a stitching add-on so you can give it a series of pictures and it'll find all the appropriate matches in the images and stitch them together, make a giant image. But I was doing it manually. And it took me a while to figure out how to do that. But once I got the hang of it, it was actually pretty easy to use. It's just I had to get used to its instructions and its brushes and ways of doing things. You know, one of the first tutorials I did on it is it taught you how to make a 3D letter pattern. And you know, where your letters look like they were bulging in the middle.
Oh, right.
And do that with a tie-dye pattern.
Oh,
you had tie-dye letters that were three-dimensional, you know, casting shadows and everything. And it was pretty cool. And I made bookmarks for all my kids with their names on them.
Nice.
I made all sorts of them. It looked like they were carved out of stone and like they were bubbling up and out and, you know, whatever. And I actually had fun with that. And but that was GIMP. What else?
GIMP.
Audacity. Audacity allows you to edit audio files, splice them together,
GIMP.
Break them apart.
I spelled GIMP. G-Y-M-P?
G-I-M-P. And that stands for something. I can't remember exactly what it is. The G, I believe, stands for new, as in GNU, which is a programming license format. It's for the open source community. If it's a new license, a GNU license, basically it's free for you to use. If you use it, though, you need to declare that you used it, even if you rewrite it and explain where you got it from and what you added to it and blah, blah, blah. And,
Well, that's the nice thing about the open source stuff is it allows you, it gives you the opportunity to make it better, to edit it.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, whatever. I mean, it's open source, and that's the nice thing. There's a couple nice things about it. I mean, it's free or virtually free.
Well, you should kick back a donation to the people who wrote the programs.
Well,
right?
That's just
you
it.
Should.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
These other softwares that are for like Microsoft, most of them, or whoever, Apple, most of them charge an arm and a leg. You know, it's like $30 here, $30 there. I mean, you're going to think, oh, $30, no big deal, you know. But, you know, $30 a year for all of your software, it adds up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Now,
and
if it's open
it's stuff
source,
you thought you paid for.
Yeah, that too. But I mean, yeah, I mean Office. I mean, you pay for Windows, and they don't really give you anything. They give you free trials to everything, and then you got to turn around and pay for them.
What's the massive MPC game? I think it's Warhammer. World of Warcraft. Yeah, my cousins hooked on that. Man, was I pissed after I paid $30-$40 for the software. I found I couldn't even play unless I paid for a 1 month subscription.
Right.
The damn thing should come with a 1 year subscription in the first place. And well, actually, in the first place, there shouldn't be any subscription to it at all. All right?
Right. It should be free, and then you pay for perks.
You pay for perks and stuff like that, you know. But it is a massive server thing. So, yeah, I can kind of see you paying for the server time. All right? But that being the case, then the frickin' download should have been free.
That's true, too.
You shouldn't have to pay for the software if you're going to have to pay for the time.
Well, there's so much hype about the game. Everybody wants to play it. That's the only reason why they charge for the download. They charge for the install because they know they can.
Yeah, but get this. Last time I talked to my cousin, just buying the software isn't enough. Because the game has advanced so far beyond that, you still can't play if you buy the software. You have to buy all the subsequent upgrades since the original software was put out.
Oh, holy cow.
Uh-huh. At $30 a pop, it's a couple hundred dollars just to get started. And then you have to pay a monthly subscription.
Screw that.
And people wonder why I like Mabinugi.
Right?
It's 3D and it's free.
3D and it's free. The graphics may not be as good, but
actually, they're pretty darn close.
Yeah, I mean,
and there's free games that are better. There are free games that have better graphics than World of Warcraft.
Right. Yeah, I just can't see paying that much. I mean, I paid $100 a year to be a supporter for Mystera Legacy,
which is a free game.
Yeah, and I paid like $50 donation to Red Towers to get them off the ground, and I probably bought, I think, one or two subscriptions of food for Perilous Kingdom, or you know, their packages. They have the packages of food that you can buy, because food is money in the game. I bought one or two of those, so that gave me a kickstart, and then I paid for a 6-month subscription, which was cheap, for that game.
Well, you can't play Red Towers on the... Oh, wait a minute, you can. There's a Red Towers website.
Yeah, the website don't work, I don't think.
It says, please contact your service provider for more details.
Red-towers.com. Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, but this kind of error, I found out if I run this kind of error through a proxy, sometimes I get it to display. Because basically it's telling me is that Cricket's blocking it for whatever reason.
Well, if you go to redtowers.com, it says, it goes to GoDaddy, it says, welcome to redtowers.com, selling domain names, blah, blah, blah.
Ouch.
If you go to red-towers.com, it takes you to Cash Parking, where it's advertising apartments for rent.
Ouch. Yeah. Well, so, I don't get either one of those from either one of those. I get error. Page cannot be displayed.
Yeah, they're gone. You can still play the game, but it's very basic. Parallel Origin might be game. Might be the next best thing. I don't think they have a website yet, but they have a Facebook.
This is interesting. I was doing a search for Parallel Kingdom, and apparently lots of people search for Parallel Kingdom 2.
Oh yeah. There was a rumor that there was going to be a Parallel Kingdom 2.
Go to parallelkingdom.com.
I'm there already.
Is your jaw dropping?
Well, it's just a website. It's just a forum. They sold this to somebody.
Yeah.
But then again, they may be working on it.
They've changed the lettering. The artwork looks like it's based on the original artwork. Google Play,
yeah,
PC or Mac. Before, you couldn't play it on PC, could you?
I don't know. I'm logging in now. Or trying to.
Goodbye, Mysteria Legacy.
Let's see here. View profile. Forgot password. Character's name was Kano with an apostrophe. Problem. Your password has not been a problem occurred. Your password was not reset. All right, forget that. We'll,
I'm downloading BlueStacks right now.
Oh, okay, yeah, you can't play on a PC.
Well, apparently you can, but you need this special program to do it. Which I'm going to have to run through a virus checker before I install it.
All right, hang on. I'll try with my phone.
Okay. Okay, you can play it on the PC, but you got to download the APK and run it through BlueStacks, basically.
APK.
Yeah, that's an app for a phone app.
Okay, because I got three options here: Google Play, Apple App Store, or PC or Mac option.
So basically, BlueStacks apparently is a fake phone.
Oh, I saw the APK. Option when I just did a search.
Yeah, there's still Age of Ascension. But they have changed the website. It's not the same as it used to be.
Okay, it does not have an app in Google Play. Google Play. Parallel Kingdom APK. Yeah, goodbye, Mysterio Legacy, if I can play this game again. I'm essentially just going to be a chicken man in the game. Right now, I'm kind of...
Well, you know, maybe we still play Mysterio Legacy. But when we find ethical players, say, hey, this is a better game. Come on.
That, or if we find ethical players, we say, hey, you know, we'll offer our services, whatever our services are. Like, I'm a chicken guy. Everybody loves a chicken. Well, not everybody. Most everybody loves a chicken guy in this game. So, like right now, on the West Coast server, I'm in Golden Sperm's tribe, the Bone Collectors, and because they needed, they needed a chicken coop and everything. So I signed up to their tribe, and they took me to their farm. I set them up a breeding section for the chickens. The breeding hens, or the hermaphrodite breeding hens, and then a feather section. Got them all set up, even put up towers to protect the chickens, the whole nine yards. They keep wanting
Kano,
me to get a room.
Parallel Kingdom is on Google Play.
Okay. How do I find it?
That's a good question. Oh, that's a really complicated web link. I could not possibly read that to you. Well, one way to find it is go back to that website and click on the Google Play link.
I did. It doesn't work.
It didn't work.
I just looked up in Google Play Parallel Kingdom MMO, and I get nothing for Parallel Kingdom.
Well, okay, go to parallelkingdom.com.
Done. I already did that.
Front page, there's three links. First one's Google Play. Next one's App Store.
That.
The other one's PC or Mac.
You're telling me
clicking on Google Play didn't work.
Didn't work.
All right. Then I would uninstall your Google Play and reinstall it.
It says item not found. Retry.
Well, okay. I'll try it on my phone a little bit later. But
okay.
Try it on my PC. It goes right to the website. And it...
Yeah, I mean, shoot, if it's back, I'm gone. I'm there. Bam.
Yeah, it's got
That was like
all the
the
old artwork on the on Google Play. It's got all the old artwork.
So you found it on Google Play.
Yeah, but via my PC.
See, and I clicked on Google Play. I'm gonna open a new tab, and it also says, "We're sorry, the requested URL was not found on this server."
And
And it gives me
it's still a per blue property.
weird.
Which tells me that when they ask for subscriptions, to hell with them. They cut people off. I'd be contacting them and say, hey, I want my previous whatever honored. Because you dumped a bunch of stuff on me that I couldn't use because you were going away in less than a month.
Right.
I want my stuff back. I paid
I want
for
my stuff back, man. Give me my stuff.
it. Yeah, you're as bad as Mysterio Legacy. Everybody's stealing my crap. Only you're
Only you're
the
the developer.
you're the developer and you stole my crap.
Right? So Parallel Origins working on a game. They seem like they're the closest to making a new PK, but nothing yet. However, the last update was September 14th. It says, "Good evening. We are working hard and fixing many bugs in the past few days. Also, doing my best to prepare this game for the closed and open alpha," whatever that means. "Due to that, I
Sounds like they're having two
implemented
alphas.
an app purchase feature for those who want to support the game as well as the developers. A monthly subscription is also available." Mine,
Yeah.
no. Oh, okay, it's this other guy's. I'm not sure where he is. Okay, let me go back to the store, type in Parallel Origin. Nothing yet. So they're about to launch, but they haven't launched yet. Stay tuned and let me know if you like it. I'm not signed into Facebook. I guess I better do that. What is my email address?
I'm very tempted to sleep here until about 3 a.m. and then head down to Gary's.
You're on the land, Bill and
I'm
Shirley's.
at Bill and Shirley's. At least I'd have a decent place to sleep instead of in my truck.
True.
Give myself 3.5 hours to get there. I should be there early.
All right.
So, if I go to sleep as soon as, yeah.
Let's see what the comments are. Okay. It's not out yet, but they're working on it still.
Correcting typos.
How do you spell gear done?
Get her done.
G-E-T-E-R or G-E-T-T-E-R?
I don't know. Google it.
Oh, yeah.
Get her done.
Get her done.
I'd say G-E-T apostrophe E-R D-U-N-E.
Yeah, there's two ways. It's either get with a cap and then capital E-R, done. The redneck dude actually says G-I-T-R, capital R, and then done. So I'm going to do it that way.
Yeah, I'd go with the last one.
That's the one I'm going with. Get R done. Get her done. All right. So on that note, I got some good news. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some good news.
Somebody came in and magically rebuilt my store and restocked all the shelves?
No. I just had to want some money on my car insurance for switching to Geico. Just kidding. You know the commercial. Anyways, okay. We got another.
Did they pay for that advertisement?
No, they suck. Okay.
I'm taking that out of your salary.
We're gonna edit that part out.
What salary?
I know, right? I pay all the bills. Okay. So. We had a new member sign up recently to off-grid singles. We now have 112 members. And they're not all dudes.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
There's actually a woman on the site?
Actually, there's a few of them, even prepper girls on the site.
Well, she doesn't count. She lies on her profile.
This is true. Okay, so...
She wanted my permission to lie on her site, on her profile, too. It's like, no.
I think most, if not all, women lie on their profile. Members.
Well, most women like prepper do.
Yeah. I'm not sure if we could search by gender on this Spruce profile. You type in female. Nope. But the last guy that signed up was a guy. A girl signed up in... People used to sign up a lot more often. Now they're signing up like once a month. Like this guy, he just recently signed up. And then we had a guy sign up in July, guy or girl, I haven't checked. A guy signed up in, well, two people signed up in July, and then a lady signed up in May. Both people that signed up in July were dudes. But, last October, two women signed up. In November, a woman signed up. December, a woman signed up. Probably two of them, or two or three. Let's see about this one. That one's a dude. Dude. And that one's a dude. So, in December, oh, that was April. In December, a guy and a girl signed up. So, yeah, I mean, it's probably 50-50. This website kind of sucks. I mean, it's more like a social network. But once I got $1,500, I can upgrade it to an actual dateline. But, oh, Survivalist Singles is now up and running. They were down for over a year. But Prepper Dating is still down. That's where I met Prepper Girl. Still don't work. So I need to update my deal here. right, let's see here. I said the very bottom. Oh, I don't know what happened to prepper dating and survivalist singles. I was advertising them here, but they are both gone. All right. But they both went away. They both... went away. Survivalist singles now appears to be back up and running, but not prepper dating. Not yet, anyway. As of September 2018. Off-gridders are not necessarily preppers.
I need an avatar picture that would go with the character name. I can't say it.
So whenever I have time or feel like it, I might actually sign up for Survivalist Singles again.
Woohoo.
Yeah. So I don't know what happened, why their site was down, but it was down for a long time. Doesn't look like it's any better or as good as it was. That's weird.
Wow. This BlueStacks installer? Might, just might download before the podcast is over.
Might. Speaking of which, we need to do Ron Paul.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because we said so. We said we was going to do it. I said we was going to do it because we couldn't do it on the last podcast, so... If anybody's listening from the Scrap Go Scrap podcast, they're going to want to know what Ron Paul had to say.
Okay, let's go.
Let's get her done.
He actually sounded like him.
Get her done. Oops, I dialed the wrong number.
Oops, I dialed again.
Yeah, Ron. I used to have
Ron Paul Revolution.
Ron Paul Revolution. It is on my favorites. What the heck? Okay, here we go.
According to a recent Reuters survey, 70% of Americans, including about 50% of Republicans, support Medicare for All, the latest incarnation of single-payer health care.
Well, that kind of has to do with... that kind of... has to do with the DD&D podcast, because they're talking about sick care versus, they're talking about communist care. And again, I'll iterate that if this communist care or even any kind of medical insurance for that matter actually covered alternative health or as we like to call it, God's medicine, real herbs and minerals and vitamins instead of these poisons people are, these doctors are subscribing people. If they actually subscribe to real medicine instead of this fake medicine, I wouldn't mind having insurance. I mean, insurance is kind of a scam anyways, but I would be more inclined to pay for it. I wouldn't be balking at it so much. I mean, right now I don't have to pay because my employer doesn't offer it, and therefore I don't have to pay. And there's a loophole, which I should have said on the Scrap Go Scrap podcast. There's a loophole to where you don't have to pay for insurance, whether you're employed or not. If you have enough tax deductions in order to put yourself below poverty level, you don't have to pay for insurance. The way they get you is, Obama said, you know, this is not a tax. Well, it is a tax. Basically, if you don't have health insurance and, you know, or whatever, if you got to pay for it, you got to pay a tax at the end of the year that helps pay for Obamacare or whatever you want to call it, communist care or something. I don't know all the details, but I know if you don't, your company that you work for, and you probably have seen this, not you, David, but other people, I can show you in my paperwork, but your company has to issue you now a statement showing how many months you've been with them and how many months you paid for health insurance or sick care insurance. And for every month that you don't pay for sick care, you have to pay a tax. This is provided that your company offered sick care insurance. Now, how do you prove that you work for a company that didn't offer it? I don't know. I haven't had that problem until this year. So I'll find out whenever I talk to my accountant. But my accountant did tell me that if you have enough tax deductions to where you don't, I mean, that you're below the poverty level, you don't have to subscribe to this so-called health care insurance. You're exempt. Well, I normally have enough tax deductions to where I fall below the poverty level, so I don't got to really worry about it, even though I have been paying for sick care up until this year. So I may get taxed this year for not having health insurance, sick care insurance, medical insurance. I don't know. We'll find out.
Gee, I hope they don't start taxing me for that.
Well, they can't tax you for it. You don't have an income.
They may find a way to tax non-income.
And even the income that you do make still puts you below the poverty level.
Gee. You make a guy feel, hey, good news is the building across the street from us is almost completely gone.
Oh, yeah. Now that I don't want it, and you ran that one girl off.
I tried to get her to come back. She sounded very leery of me. Oh, she just spoke.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. That's okay. I ran into a girl. Well, I didn't run into her. I was talking to this one girl right before those dudes killed me again, or killed me the first time. Actually, they only killed me once. I thought I died a second time, but I lucked out. But yeah, I went down south in the desert area to look for somebody selling wood. I actually found somebody real close to us later. But as I was there, I bought some arrows. I actually bought the arrows from this girl. She's got a good rate on arrows. She's got a good rate on dragon scales. She sold me some wood at the going rate. And while I was standing there, this girl comes onto the screen going south. Of course, she's bleeding because she was probably under hunger or, you know, whatever, needed some food. But there's two girls standing there talking or doing whatever. Well, actually, one was standing there. The other one was running circles around the other one. I don't know what they were doing exactly. But I popped into the screen, and I was buying stuff from the one store. And I asked if they knew anybody who had wood. So she said, I got wood. So she went and fetched it. I normally don't trade without a trading table. But I, for whatever reason, I felt like this person was trustworthy. And they were. But this girl came on screen, and her username is Chicken Girl. I was like, hello, hey. So that caught my eye. That got my attention. And so I asked them if they knew who the Chicken Girl was. And then the one was like, no. Don't know who she is. I saw her bleeding, so I went and used my healing rain on her. And then basically came back and finished running, and started running circles around the two of us instead of just the one of the other girl. Started running circles around the both of us. She's just having fun running around in circles, which is fine. I guess that builds up your
exploration.
Yeah, exploration. And, which, you know, I got to thinking about that. Me doing the chickens all the time has been building up my exploration skill because I'm pretty fast.
Yeah.
And I hardly leave the base. You know? So anyways, after I bought the wood, I was heading back home, and I saw the guys that raided us. I was like, oh, crap. So I went off screen and went around the corner, and I didn't think they followed me, but apparently they did. I didn't see them come on screen. I went around the corner and kind of hid and then logged out. And I don't know what I did, but I went and did something else later because I knew it was going to, and I was burdened. So I was walking real slow, and I was like, I'm not even going to log on and attempt, you know, or risk dying, you know. So I just did something else. Well, I logged on later, and I ended up dying. I don't know who or what killed me, but I ended up dying.
Yeah, you're dead before you got back on.
Stuff. Yeah, I lost some stuff. I don't know what all I lost, but... Well, I know I lost...
Oh shit.
What? Those guys that I was talking about?
No, vermicide just did an experimental attack on a table, and Crazy Ace was in his base when I did it.
Oh. Yeah, Crazy Ace, the one he stole from you.
Yep.
So when he confronts you, what are you going to say?
I think I let the screen before he saw me.
Oh, okay. I'd say, rumor has it, you've been raiding other people, so I'm here to raid you.
Yep. Pretty much.
You can call me Robin Hood.
Uh-oh. Vermicide in this is not quite as strong as Vermicide over on West.
Yeah, that's true. None of our characters are.
I can still kill a polar bear.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, they probably killed him long ago. Probably got annoyed with him.
Robin Hood?
Yep.
Create.
You're going to create Robin Hood?
I'm checking. Robin, R-O-B-E-N?
I believe so, but, you know, I would Google that.
To that. You're just a source of wisdom tonight.
Google it.
Robin Hood.
Google that.
It's I-N.
Yep.
That's what I was originally thinking, and then I was like, no, that's not right. You idiot! It was right.
He was right.
All right, so R-O-B, since my keyboard decides it wants to work. There it is. I-N-H, oops, H-O-O-D, Robin Hood at kclai.net. That email address doesn't exist. All right, password.
I hate that I keep glitching to the side. Makes it very difficult to make precise measurements. Ah! I should not play right now.
Create. Username already exists. Dang. Oh, well.
There we go. Well, now you look for them.
So, I figured
out. Find out what
taken.
Say what?
I figured that one was taken. That's why I didn't try creating it before. But I got Chicken Guy. Chicken Man is already taken. But I tried
Chicken Man!
And Chicken Guy was available, so I have a Chicken Guy alt. Between him and Ugadali. Ugadali was my last girlfriend's name, and it's Native American for feather. When I first started out, on the West Coast server, I created Uga Dahlia as one of my alts. And she pretty much worked my farm, my chickens, with me. But, you know, everybody kept wanting to talk to her. And she wouldn't talk to nobody. Guys, it's, you know, it's a whole lot easier to give yourself away if you talk. If you don't talk, you don't give yourself away.
Say what?
What? This is the first and only time that I will admit that Uga Dahlia is my alt. If you don't listen to this, if you didn't listen to this podcast, you will never know.
What?
What? Yeah. Uga Dahlia, Uga Dahlia, Uga Dahlia. It's my ex.
Where'd our basement go?
What do you mean?
I don't see it.
Somebody probably destroyed it.
It looks clean.
So they can rope into the farm.
It looks clean. I don't see any towers. Didn't you have towers down in the corner here?
Oh, yeah. I took down all the towers. There's nothing there but walls.
Hey! Dang it! Good thing there's no towers. I was trying to clear space next to the walls, and the glitches glitched me to a place where my strike went against a wall instead of against a rock.
Oh, well, good for you. There's no towers.
Damn glitching. Good for me that I'm also the owner of this base. Otherwise, it would have done some serious damage.
Yeah, I'm down south in a desert. I don't take the quick way from north to south anymore.
Okay.
If you run into this guy, A-R-A-K-E...
Yeah, I did.
He seems pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
He's got...
Big red dude?
Reincarnations.
Big red dude?
No. He's just got a little boy character like us.
Well, I ran into a big red dude that scared the hell out of me, so I jumped over the border. He followed me. I jumped back in, dropped down about 5 squares, and jumped back in again, which, you know, 5 times 5, that's 25 spaces. I was off screen by the time he flipped over.
Nice.
I like traveling the edges. I know how
well,
to use
Well, yeah, that's why I picked the edge. But unfortunately, until we're off the radar, be careful running the edge the quick way. Because they're hanging out in Market Square, the bad guys are.
Right.
So I just been running the edge the long way. But it's all stone road, so it's quick and easy anyways. It just takes a little longer.
Nice, yeah. If you break somebody's basement, do they hear it up above?
Nope.
Oh, this guy's a dummy. Guess what? He's got an access to... Oh, I bet you he's got towers up above all around it.
Probably. Send vermicide up there.
No, I'd send some nondescript. All right, so the answer to this is I just destroy these stairs.
Well, first figure out what's up there, then destroy them if it's not kosher.
It's kosher to put towers inside your base.
Yeah, but not to build a death trap. So as far as this underground base, I've been making repairs, but I want a two two square gap between the store and the part on the north side. I'm going to make a boot camp there across the way from my store so they'll have quick access to my products.
Okay.
But only thing I'm putting up is the wall. I'm going to leave the two walls there for hammer training. I'm going to let them put up their own towers. I'm going to let them put up their own dummies. I'm going to let them do whatever they want with it. If they want to expand it north, so be it. I don't care. And I'm working on building boot camp alts. So if something does go down, I'll log in my boot camp alts and they will pick everything up so that nothing gets stolen.
Hey, that download's finally finished.
Provided I log in time. But that would be so funny if they come to raid us and I log in all of these alts to pick up everything and then there's nothing to raid. In fact, I did that with BCT and Tori BCT. They're like, kill that BCT guy! He picked up as much as he possibly could and logged out.
Yeah, but you got a minute. You got to survive for a minute after you log out.
Yeah, I know. And it seems like they extended that time a little bit. Because you used to go to sleep quicker than you do now.
Right.
When I first started 9 months ago, you went to sleep and logged out even quicker. I mean, it wasn't even 30 seconds. You were gone. Somebody started attacking you, you could just put...
Right.
Just hit,
so basically, you need to have a safe room that you can go to sleep in.
Yeah. See, I think this game is designed for Red Rum.
Yeah.
They want... chaos.
Well, it's a lot of the players that I run across, they say, well, real life is like this. You got to get used to it. It's like, if this is your real life, you live in a sad world.
You suck.
And if you're not doing something about it, and you're just sitting back and getting used to it, yeah, you suck. It's not your world that sucks, it's you.
Pretty much.
Okay, I gotta find some stairs that go down. Because I know
yeah,
you didn't
anyway.
Go to...
So I, being attacked.
Okay, 5 minutes.
Oh, this one that I have, this paper that I have on me right now says, so long and thanks for the fish.
That's a good one. Do you know the reference?
Oh, somebody repaired damage on this wall. I was trying to let decay.
Yeah. Do you know the reference for So Long and Thanks for All the Fish?
Uh-uh.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
It's what?
It's from the series Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. I've seen that.
Which version? The TV series from Britain or the movie that didn't do it anywhere near justice?
The movie that didn't do it anywhere near justice. Oh, shit. There's a polar bear on my farm.
I just realized all these rocks down in the underground, they had the vague hint of being skulls.
They had a what?
They had the vague hint of being skulls all crammed together.
Oh. I got feathers. It looks like new chickens spawned in my farm.
Bingo. Hopefully he doesn't come down the stairs while I'm doing this. But then again, if he does, he's going to get attacked. You'll have to be a better attacker than me.
Yeah. There's like five polar bears in this section above me. And they keep multiplying.
How long does it take to destroy stairs?
Not really that long, I don't believe.
Oh, shit. You know, it is a kill hole. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I can't go back down.
Oh, no, you're stuck.
Not until I destroy the stairs. If I destroy the stairs in front of me, then I can go forward and go back down.
There you go.
But if he comes down the stairs while I'm doing this, he's stuck. Neither one of us can move until... Well, okay, I can sit still for 10 minutes and unstuck myself. All right, so if my hammer breaks, I can unstuck myself, come back later, and do it again.
I'm stuck between a chicken and a wall. Between a chicken and a hard place.
All right, 1 minute. Want to tell them how to contact us?
Go down, go down, go down. Thank you. Have a nice day. Something just got attacked.
All right, folks. If you want to listen to more podcasts like this, go to DimensionDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Demented Dungeons and... Blah, blah, blah. Dungeons and Dragons, Mabinugi, Red Towers, Parallel Kingdom, and probably be the only thing we talk about if that thing is up and running again.
Parallel Origin!
Yep, yep, yep.
Another thing I don't like about this new update, this Samsung update, is it takes even longer for me to log out of the game, because whenever I hit that multiple screen, like where you look at all your screens that's running in the background, when you hit that option, it takes longer for it to bring it up. See, I used to just hit that and hit clear all to log out. Now it takes like a second or two longer for that whole option to pop up so I can hit clear all and log out. Yeah, that used to be the quickest way to log out, but now it's going to be even slower. All right, before we go, let's see. I think I had another note. Oh, yeah. Okay, one note before we go. I am not a huge fan of the Now Foods chlorophyll. You've tried chlorophyll, right?
No, I don't think I have.
It's kind of minty. It's green. It turns your tongue green. Turns your lips green.
Okay.
It's kind of like that green goo that Jamie gave us, but it tastes better normally.
Blue-green algae?
Yeah. Well, she didn't go
I had no problem with that. That was actually pretty good.
It tastes like fish.
Okay.
Tastes like dead, rotten fish. But anyhow, that's what it tastes like to me. It's nasty. But anyway, chlorophyll is supposed to be minty. It's actually supposed to taste halfway decent. And that's what I added to her wheatgrass or whatever it was.
And it made it horrible.
Well, it made it better, but it still wasn't any good. According to Jamie, it was better the other way. So you and Jamie will agree that it made it worse. But anyways, this Now Foods chlorophyll does not taste very good. So I'm sure it's good for you, but it don't taste good. I got some from this one company. I don't even know the name of it. But they made their chlorophyll from mulberries, or the mulberry leaves, which I actually like because mulberry is the mulberry leaves is a good antifungal, and it's good for cleaning out, certain toxins in the body that other plants may not. So if you're using chlorophyll with mulberry leaves, it has different medicinal values than using chlorophyll from other leaves or other plants. But the chlorophyll itself, I forget exactly what it's good for, but it's basically a good health, deal. I use it like a mouthwash, but I don't spit it out. I swallow it.
Okay.
Unlike regular mouthwash, you want to spit it out.
Yeah, because it's got stuff in it you don't want in your... You don't really want it in your mouth, the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little toxic, but it's mostly alcoholic.
Technical question on Unstuck.
Okay.
Not moving, does that include not eating?
That's a good question. I think it just means don't move your character, don't move square, stay in that square. You might be able to do stuff while you're in your square, but that's it. Don't change squares. Don't turn around either.
Well, okay, I'm not going to do anything because I want to make sure this works this time. I got 5 minutes to go.
Yeah. I know, it takes forever. It's like the longest 10 minutes ever. Let me tell you a quick story. Oh, I got to tell my other story, too.
Yeah, okay.
But before, I'll tell this one. Karitu, he was a member of Himptoria on the West Coast server. He came back after I started packing things up. I moved to Panda's tribe. And then, I didn't really want to join Panda's tribe, But she was a Hemptoria member, and so she's still in the Hemptoria chat for Discord, and so I still consider her a Hemptoria member. She's always welcome back. So anyway, I was with her, and then Karitu came online, and he wanted to join her tribe and wanted me to join her tribe, so we did. And then he wanted to add his alts. Well, when he logged in, his alt, he goes, uh-oh, we got a problem. And we were like, what? And then so he goes, go to these coordinates. And while I was on my way there, I realized he had all of his alts in the old Hemptoria base. Well, the old Hemptoria base is now the Bar Farm.
Oh, shit.
So he has all of his alts stuck in the Bar Farm. So we had to sit there and watch, stand guard while he was unstucking them.
What could you do?
Nothing.
If you're standing there, what could you do?
Well, I was the only one who had any kind of power because I have influence with Bar.
Okay. All right.
So,
don't touch those.
Right.
How did you get here?
I know. They popped in and said something, and we were there for his defense. Not physical defense, because we couldn't do anything, because those players are more powerful and more evil than us. But, you know, we could have been there for diplomacy. And Panda seems to be diplomatic as well. So, Panda seems to be really good with diplomacy as well. Which brings me to another story, which I remembered after I started telling this story. Let me go to Discord real quick. She's trying to get this guy. I know you've seen this guy in chat. Him and Bella are at each other's throats all the time.
Okay.
His name is, his or her name, wow, is it really that far away? No. D-A-S-Q-U-I-C. Des.
Des Quick?
Yeah. Das Quick. They call him they just call him D-A-S for short.
Yeah, they just call him D-A-S. Das.
He's trying to get off the KOS list. He's been on the KOS for over a month because he runs his mouth. Now, I agree with him. But she's trying, she goes, how, you know, I'll read this as quick as possible. She says, hi, Kano. Is there a way around the KOS? I said, who put the KOS on you or whoever? She goes, let's say Bar. She's trying to be hypothetical. I said, lay low for a while. What was the reason? She goes, let's say because of ranting and global. I said, LOL. Yeah, they don't like the truth. She goes, so laying low, not even being a good citizen would do? I said, define good citizen. She never answered that question. But how can you ask Bella for something like that? I said, who was it? You? what did you say? She goes, not, no, not me, asking for a friend. I said, depends on what they said or did. Bella can be forgiving, pending the situation. She goes, But the
okay. That begs the question. What can I say to Bella that she would never forgive me?
She don't like being called fat or psycho. No woman likes being called psycho, though. So I said, who was it? And then she goes, you want to know who so you can assist? So far I have been... Oh, and then she goes, so far I've been good, clean record. And then she tells me who it was. I go, oh, them? Good luck. With the, oh, crap emoji-looking face, you know? She goes, damn it, XC. Is it that bad? With lots of question marks. I said, that's going to take a lot of work, or it's going to take a lot of work for that one. I don't know how bad, but I know they have been at it for a long time. She said, good luck asking Bella or good luck on reforming them. I said, yes. She goes, yes on both? I said, they don't need reforming. I said, they don't need reforming, just need to learn diplomacy. I agree with most of what they say, but you can't say that in the face of the most powerful player and think nothing bad is going to happen. She goes, that's true. Well, diplomacy has been my strongest suit for a while now. Maybe you think Bella will agree if I took them in? Maybe give them a week or two of rehab kind of thing? LOL. Don't know the terms. I said, diplomacy has been my strong suit also. It might take more than 2 weeks, but you can try. It might also, it might get you KOS'd, so be careful. Bella's weird. She goes, I know, dang it. Then I gave her Bella's Discord. And then she goes, I can't be, oh, this is where I logged off, I think. No, I didn't. She goes, I can't be KOS. I'm no fun killing. I'm so noob. And then she said, I can message her. And I says, got to go have a podcast. And they don't care if you're noob or not. It's a war server. They love to kill. Message her at your own risk, LOL. She goes, true that. Okay, thanks for everything. Regards to your show. And then she said, dang it, ha 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 ha. I says, I'll go to bat for you if need be, but... You know it might not turn out well. But no, it might not turn out well. And she says, I know it's a long shot. We'll see. Thank you so much. So, yeah. She's got her hands full on that one. The last
trying to
thing
rescue
I wanted
people.
To talk about. Yeah, you can't really rescue people. They are who they are. You know, let them rescue themselves. You know, like her, I wouldn't rescue her, but, you know, I'd go to her defense if Bella has a problem with her trying to, you know, reform this guy or whatever. You know, because Bella is like, you're guilty by association. You're going to die too. You know, type of thing. All friends of my enemy are enemies of mine. So, yeah. She's kind of like that. So I'd go to defense for Panda because I know Panda. She was a former tribe member. She seems like a good girl. Dez, like I said, I agree with pretty much most everything they say, but I have to be diplomatic to keep – well, I don't have to be so diplomatic anymore. I don't really have a tribe. But I'm trying to stay on Barr's good side so I can play Robin Hood later.
Well, I'm trying specifically to be on her bad side. So knowing things like calling her a fat psycho or just even getting on chat and saying, hey, where's the fat psycho at now?
Or who has the fat psycho KOS today?
You. and then to laugh at it after she does it.
Yeah, that'll really point the finger. So I don't know that she's fat. She's not skinny, that's for dang sure. And she is kind of cuckoo and not for cocoa puffs. So
where's the pasty white fat psycho now?
I know she don't like to be called fat because one girl, I forgot who it was. Oh, I think it was McKay. McKay, she used to be a Hemptoria member. She was calling her fat and some other stuff. And boy, she got pissed. So, yeah. Okay, so last but not least, those guys that raided us and the ones I think killed me when I logged out. I went around the corner and I thought I logged out in time, and I woke up later to be dead. They only got a couple of items. They didn't get my most valuable stuff, thank God, because I had a bunch of arrows and a bunch of wood and some gold on me, and some other valuable items. I don't think they got any valuable items, which is great. they got my spyglass, which that only cost 100 stones. That's a half a gold. That's not that big of a deal. They got my knitting needle, which I can make those easy. Other than that, I don't know what they got. Because it didn't seem like it hurt me any. So thank God for that. But anyhow, after that, I went down south for another errand to buy more arrows. And because this girl's got a good deal on arrows. I mean, it's not a great deal, but she's selling arrows for 250 per gold. Well, in West, it's more like 150 per gold. And I did the calculation. If you're selling feathers for 10 for 1 gold, that's 200 feathers. No, wait.
You get 50 arrows for every feather.
You get 50 arrows for every feather. Plus, you need to make the wood.
Plus, you need the wood.
I have the wood.
You need how much wood? How much wood do you need for 50 arrows?
20. What I calculated it out was it should be like 200 feathers per or 200 arrows per gold.
Okay.
But I'll have to redo the calculation. Maybe I was mistaken. It may not be a good deal. But let's see here. 250, so it's 20, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, wait, yeah, 10. So that would be 100 wood. That's a half of gold right there. And then 5 feathers. So it's actually probably about, it's actually breaking even.
Oh, shit. This guy's chicken farm's been raided.
Who?
Tonight. This guy had a small chicken farm here.
Oh,
it's broken up,
and it's empty. Yeah, it's three stalls.
Oh, that one. That's been that way for a long time.
Has it been? I thought it was in good condition earlier.
Well, I've been by there a few times, and there's never been any chickens in it. There was a tree in it the other day.
Okay.
Just the three stalls just south of us? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, if it's 10 feathers per gold, then and 200 wood per gold, then it's breaking even. So it's actually a good deal. Like I said, in West, they were charging 150 feathers per gold.
Okay, so how can she break even? Either she's not good at math, or she stole
them. She's not charging for crafting. And, she's just charging the price for mats. And that's it.
Right. So she needs to charge more.
She probably should charge, it should probably be more like 200 feathers per gold. But in Texas, that seems to be the going rate because I found somebody else selling them for 250 per gold. But I'm going to buy them from her unless it gets unsafe for me to travel down there. this other guy, he keeps changing his rates. I took him like 100 feathers because he was doing, 10 feathers for a gold. He's the one that I sold the feathers to when we first got there. And I first started farming feathers. And he raised the price to 12 feathers per gold. And so I quit selling him feathers. Well, I sold him 100 feathers. I sold him out. Well, he raised the price to 11 feathers per gold. So I'm not taking him any more feathers. I was like, forget that. You ain't getting no more feathers from me. So since he raised his feather price, I'm not buying anything else from him except for stone and wood because I need stones and wood. But if I find somebody else selling stone and wood, I'll go there. Cool Dude supposedly has a store somewhere off 250 Road, but I can't find it. Now, back to my story. I was heading down there to buy some more arrows so I didn't have to go collect wood. So it's easier for me to collect feathers. So I went down there to buy some more wood. I mean, arrows. And on my way back, taking the shortcut, not the long way, taking the shortcut, I seen one of the guys who attacked us and raided us had a ducky trapped in one of those rooms in Market Square. She wasn't coming out. And he wanted her to come out so he can kill her, I guess. I guess he's more powerful than her, and I thought she was pretty powerful. Well, he seen me go by, so he started chasing me. And so I'm running around in circles. I'm running around each one of these little rooms. He's got dash, and I don't. And he's barely keeping up with me with dash. So I'm running. I run back into the Market Square because I know those towers will or used to protect you, right? Well, apparently they don't protect you anymore. I've seen somebody talk about it in Global where they don't protect you anymore.
Mm.
But I never really go there, so I never really paid it much attention. So I ran in there thinking it might protect me. But he never ended up getting another hit on me. He hit me once, but he only hit me with the dash. He didn't actually get a chance to hit me with his sword or whatever he had. I think he had a mace. But he dashed me once and took down my Well, maybe that's why he dashed me instead of hitting me with his mace, because he knew if he hit the mace, he would have infamy. Hit me with mace, he would have infamy, and then, therefore, the towers would attack him. I don't know. So he was chasing me, and I was running around those little fountains, running around in circles, running from the guy. He could not catch me. And then other people saw that I was running from the guy, and they joined in. But I don't know if they were protecting me or if they were trying to help him, because one of them or some of them kept getting in my way, trying to slow me down, and some of them were getting in his way, trying to slow him down. Or maybe it was just a game to see, you know, they were just trying to get in both of our ways. I don't know. But I still kept outrunning him with people getting in my way. Dodging him and all kinds of stuff. I was running like crazy. And then I had this idea, because I couldn't get away from him. I could stay in front of him, but I couldn't get away. I kept trying to get to where I could run home.
You should have had.
But I couldn't get away from him. Huh?
You should have had one of those traps you could have dropped behind you.
I was thinking that afterwards. I wish I had a mud trap or that other trap. Those spikes. I wish I had those. But I didn't. So,
yeah, drop three of those in his path as he's running behind you. Snap, snap, snap.
I'm definitely going to get some now. I'm going to make some because, you know, on West, I never really had a problem, you know. But now in Texas, I have a problem like that, you know. It's weird. So, it makes me almost want to go back to West, which is sad. But I'm going to keep trying. Anyway.
Let's take those traps with you. And use them in West. You see the duck tater walking by, you step in front of her, drop a couple of traps.
Yeah, see, I got friends in West. I got people that like me in West. And Bella likes me. She calls me a friend, even though I'm not really her friend.
No, she's
but,
not.
She says she calls me friend because I'm nice to her.
Hey, I'm always nice to big, white, fat, pasty-looking psychos.
I'm only nice to her because I'm only nice to her because she can kill me. That's why I'm nice to her. I don't respect her. I respect her power.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And her lack of common sense. It's not really
a respect. I don't respect that either, yeah.
It's not really respect. Yeah. Well, you don't respect the power either. It's being wielded by a psychopath.
Basically. So, yeah, I was running, man. And there's like, I don't know, there's like a half dozen or more people on screen. Some were just standing there watching. Others were joining in. I don't know if they were helping or what. But I had this idea, you know, that Chaos or whatever, however you pronounce his name, because it's not Chaos. If it is,
it's Chaos.
It's spelled differently.
Okay. It's Chaos.
I remembered he's got a place right on the next screen with a shitload of towers.
Right.
So I ran up in there where he has his tables and ran in, up into a corner where I know there's like a buttload of towers and logged out. I knew I was going to be dead. I just knew I was going to be dead. I was like, but he didn't kill me. He probably attacked me and then the towers attacked him. And maybe those other people were right behind him. He was right behind me, and those other people were right behind him. So if he hit and got infamy, those towers.
If he got pinned, while being attacked by the towers.
Yeah, that would have been freaking awesome. People might be talking about how I tricked this guy into dying on the server. I don't know. But that right there might have gained me some respect. But I was booking it, man. I was like, because I was scared. Not really scared. I just didn't want to die. I know this guy's a more powerful player. I can't fight that. I'm running. So I essentially figured out a way to get him trapped into a place where I was protected. I thought I was going to die. I thought he was going to kill me. But I thought, well, shoot, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die. I'm going to die in a good place, you know. I'm at least going to die with a fighting chance. So I went where I knew there was towers to protect me. So I went up in there and logged out. And then I try not to think about it. I logged in with one of my alts and snuck down there in a different with a different path as a different pattern, trying not to, you know, go the way that I would normally go. And you know, just changing up my pattern. And I went down there to see if I had dropped anything so I could pick it up. Because, you know, they would pick up what they wanted and leave the rest.
Right.
So I went down there with my alt to see if I dropped anything. And there was nothing there. So I thought, yeah, they picked it all up. Well, I went to West, worked on my chicken farm for the bone collectors a little bit, and then went to sleep. Figure I'll log back in when I wake up. Woke back up. I was still alive. I didn't die. I was like, yeah! I'm going to remember that trick. So, yeah. It was funny. Isn't it? I was running for my life, though, boy. I tell you what. So, anyways. So, I guess that's it.
Yeah, it's overtime.
Overtime. It's midnight.
You're not going to be able to upload this.
We got 3 hours. It's been an hour and a half. 9:30, 10:30, 11:30.
Hey, I got to sleep for a while before I go to work.
Okay.
I hate to break it to you.
So long. Farewell. Yeah, I know. I haven't got dispatched at all. The well's down. I may not get back up till tomorrow, so I'm going to try to stay up all night.
You get paid for existence?
No.
Yeah. Around 3 a.m. I might need somebody to talk to.
All right. Call me at 3.
Okie dokie. So why are you staying up if you're not getting any work?
Yeah, I guess I'll go back inside. Yeah, since I'm not working, I guess I'll go inside and upload this podcast and last week's podcast because I haven't done that. So this one was actually pretty good. Both of these were actually pretty good.
Yep.
For some reason, my lips have been, like, not really numb, but they've had, like, this little tingly feeling, like they're not really chapped, but I don't know. It's weird. I have to look up some, see if I have some kind of weird medical condition where your lips are kind of tingly.
There's a little squirrel running around with the name Galleon. I think he's the character you're talking about who is evil in West and wants to play it mild here.
Yeah, he was like a groundhog or something in West. Galleon,
well,
yes.
Yeah, he's a groundhog here too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's him. Well, he wasn't necessarily evil, but he wasn't necessarily good. He was good most of the time, but he partook in raiding.
Right.
He didn't necessarily instigate it, but he joined in.
I tell you what.
And So, therefore, I still don't trust him because he's pretty much one of the main reasons why Arwen quit, and she was one of my best members. And I take offense to anyone who runs off my best players.
Yep.
So.
They can run me off. It wouldn't bother you, but.
Right? No. Even you. You, Golden Sperm, Panda, Karitu, Drafter. Although Drafter was the leader, one of the leaders of the tribe, now I am, and he's gone, he left. Let's see, Arwen, I don't know if I said her name already, at the second time. And that's it, really. Black Cat joined not too long after, or...
Hey,
joined,
you don't take me up to the walls.
Black Cat seemed pretty cool, but he wasn't active for very long. He's like, don't kick me out of the tribe. My parents say I can't play this game until I graduate or something like that because it takes up too much of my time. I got to study my schools and stuff like that. So he's a kid. He's on the Discord. So he's up to speed as far as what's happening, but he's not allowed to play. So, until summer. So, Black Cat and White Cat, because he's got both of them, they will be back come summer. He can play in the summer. And so I don't know how good of a player or how good of a member he's going to be, but we'll find out. But yeah, Arwen, she was one of my better – she was the only one I trusted besides you and Drafter to be an elder. I was getting ready to make Golden Sperm an elder with Arwen's permission, but then he ended up leaving – Hemptoria to make his own bone collector tribe. And which was a disappointment. But now I'm a member of Golden Sperm's bone collector tribe. That name just is disturbing. But Golden Sperm.
It's yeah, that name's disturbing. I was gonna say bone collector. That's okay, you know, relatively speaking.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, and the weird thing is he always his character's always a blonde female, but I'm not sure what his nationality is, but he's a college kid, and he is he's not Asian, but he looks like he's maybe a mix between Asian and Middle Eastern.
How do you know?
Because I've seen a picture of him on Discord.
Oh, okay.
So. He's changed it a couple times, but yeah, I believe that's him. Right now, he's got an anime character for his picture.
Or it could be his favorite Bollywood actor.
It could be. So, but his time zone is over there. He was playing Southeast Asia server. And he was hanging out with Panda, who is half Chinese and half Filipina. So I have a feeling he is in the Asian area and is of Asian descent. Because
where's Panda?
Podcast. She's in the Philippines, but she is about to be in the U.S. for school, like college.
Cool. Where at?
California or California or New York?
All right, I'm moving.
She is cute, but she's way too young. Well, for me, anyways. So, anyways, now I lost my train of thought. So, oh, he said he couldn't join our podcast because it was in the middle of his school hours, and I forgot what time he said it was there, but he, yeah, basically, I think his time zone is
they're a day ahead.
As the Philippines, or
so it's Monday.
Area.
It's Monday there already.
Monday.
It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon right now.
Right. So, yeah. But they're cool. I like Golden Sperm and Panda. So you got two characters. That's My Panda. And then the other one, I don't know. I just call her Panda. So, all right.
Panda Claws.
So that concludes Panda Claws. That concludes the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including PK Red Tower's Mysterio Legacy, Parallel Origin, and all that crap. Call in and talk about flat earth and global warming and whatever Joe likes to talk about, which I have no idea what he talks about.
Guns, and guns!
Not that Joe, the other Joe, the one who spams my Facebook.
Joseph.
Right. I posted a video of a sea otter playing with a puppy dog while the people were trying to walk their dog. A sea otter comes up out of the ocean and wants to play with our puppy, and they're playing and they're videotaping it. I post this, and then he posts some New World Order stuff in the comment section. Like, what does that have to do with otters playing with puppy dogs?
Global warming!
I mean, I'm all for the whole anti-New World Order stuff, but post it appropriately. That stuff.
Like in a governmental posting or a...
Yeah. Well, see, I mean, I post those things to get people's attention, and everything, so that they look at my wall. And then I'll post nutritional stuff, alternative health stuff, anti-New World Order stuff on my wall. But I don't post that stuff in the comment section of something else that's irrelevant to that. So it's like, if he wants to post that stuff on my wall, that's fine, but post it where it's relevant. Because
It's called spam otherwise.
Otherwise, yeah. I mean, at least once or twice a week, I might post something about anti-New World Order. In fact, I just posted two posts about it today. Promoting the ScrapGovScrap website for our other podcast. So, I give them plenty of opportunities to post that crap on my wall. He just needs to post it in the right places. So the other time he did it on my astrology post, and still it had nothing to do with astrology. And the astrology post was namely to share the Google Play app with a friend of ours who was interested in the Google Play app. I couldn't message it to her for whatever reason, so I just put it on my wall and tagged her in it so she would have it. And she was excited about it.
Probably wasn't excited about the commentary or the argument that ensued thereafter.
Well, yeah, no. She just kind of blew that off. But yeah. It's like, how is that relevant? Actually, no, what I said was, Ingala Ata. And he goes, what does that mean? I go, I'm still trying to figure out what yours meant and how it was relevant to my post. He goes, English! I was like, I should have just gave him the middle finger, but I just ignored him after that. Idiot. So, but he does make good for weird conversations on our podcast. So, hey, you know, if you got some weird topic you want to talk about, hey, feel free. Call in. We'll talk about it because, you know, I talk about Flat Earth and I talk about whatever Joe wants to talk about. Some of it's interesting. Some of it might be valid. Some of it ain't. But, hey, you know, when you call into my podcast, our podcast, I try not to be discriminative or discriminatory or whatever that word is. I try not to discriminate. You know, I'm giving you the opportunity to present
and hang yourself.
Presentation. And I also allow you to hang yourself if that's the case. You know, I'll ask you questions and you answer them. And if the public likes your answers and stuff, great. If they don't, well, that's fine too. I try not to be biased whenever I'm asking my questions. I just basically act as if I'm giving you an interview, which I pretty much am, and I let the public decide. But, yeah, when we have callers, our podcasts tend to be better. So we do like our callers. And we might have had a caller tonight. They're a silent caller. We still appreciate you calling in. But we also want callers who are going to give us something to go on. We did pretty good tonight, just, you know, being our dynamic duo. But we do like people to call in and give us, you know, stuff to talk about. So please call in and communicate with us. Give us stuff to communicate back with. And let's have a party.
Party.
It's a party. Okay, now we're pushing 3 hours. So long.
Farewell.
Auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. Thank you.